So, you know, as we all know, stress is a $300 billion profit and also people killer as well. In the veterans community, you know, we're losing 20 veterans a day to suicide. The World Health Organization calls stress the 21st century epidemic. And yet this is, you know, a completely drugless solution that has data to show. These are data-driven experiences, not just by you, but by data on the output to show that they are having an effect on users' feelings.
That was today's guest, Sarah Hill. Sarah is the CEO and chief storyteller of the virtual reality and augmented reality company Helium. In this episode, Sarah talks with us about the vast potential of virtual reality to radically improve the quality of our mental health, and the impact that presenting at the Consumer Electronics Show has also had on enhancing Helium's reach. This is a fascinating episode and shows just how far technology is coming to positively impacting the quality of our mental health. We're also 5 weeks away from the Digital Wellness Festival taking place in London on May 3rd and 4th. For the first time in Europe, this Digital Wellbeing Festival will be the place for all those people around the world who are committed to pushing this industry forward. Now, in addition to just coming to the event, attendees will also get complimentary access for a year to premium digital mindfulness membership, which entitles you to such things as deep dive reports on the global digital wellbeing and humane tech spaces, monthly webinars on the latest global trends, and exclusive interviews with world-leading companies and industry experts, amongst other benefits. Okay, let's get on with the show. I hope you enjoy listening to Sarah Hill. Sarah, welcome to the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on, and I'm really looking forward to learning more about you and Helium and what you guys are doing there. So welcome.
Thanks. It's great to be here and look forward to sharing with your listeners a little bit more about Helium.
So I think the best place to start is if you can just tell the audience a little bit about yourself and in particular, what led you to founding Helium?
Sure. My background is as a storyteller, an interactive storyteller. And for decades, I was a television news reporter. So I covered a variety of things, some trauma, some natural disasters, rapes, murders, homicides. We would interview people on death row, talk with people who'd lost children, and ultimately, you know, decades of that media diet made me sick. So I got out of the business. I continued telling stories with, veterans, and we were doing a series of stories about a program that we built called Honor Everywhere. And Honor Everywhere is a program for aging veterans who aren't able to physically travel to see their memorials. And we noticed that virtual reality that we were using appeared to be affecting their physiology. And so that's how we got started creating, mindfulness experiences, interactive stories where you're using your own biometrics, essentially, to become more self-aware of what your thoughts and feelings look like.
I'm really interested in the part of your story just then about the information diet that you had and how that made you ill, because I imagine that it's not too dissimilar to how people now generally feel about their information.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of blah, blah, blah that we take in every single day. And, you know, after 2 decades of feeding yourself negative fiber, and not only feeding yourself, but having to be constantly aware of all of the bad things, you know, that were going on in the world because it impacted what you needed to know for that day. It makes you sick. I sat by a police scanner for 20 years. I can tell you, all of the codes for homicide when somebody's died from listening to ambulance calls, and that weighs on a person. And we get that in our news feeds wherever we consume information. It's not the providers of that information's fault. It's our fault, as consumers, as media consumers, that we need to better balance our diet, our screen time with things don't have that negative fiber. And Helium is really meant to, bring a bit of positivity from your brain, literally, and making you more self-aware that there's an area of your brain that has positivity. It's a muscle. You can flex it. You can see it, and you can have a relationship with it.
Wow, I think that's great. So let's turn the discussion now to helium itself. Can you tell us what it is exactly and why it's so important?
Sure. So helium is virtual and augmented reality that's controlled by your biometrics. So it's controlled by your feelings, by your heart rate, by your brain patterns, and allows you to see your feelings displayed and represented in near real time and using those feelings to heal virtual worlds or change virtual worlds. And the whole goal of helium is, you know, to remind you that your thoughts, your feelings have power to heal, not only in the virtual world, but in the real world as well. So it is not necessarily medicine. It's metaphor. It's a self-awareness tool. We do have data and a couple published studies to show that it's making an impact as it relates to anxiety, as it relates to feelings of positivity. We just wrapped a study with the American Red Cross looking at mood and, you know, helium is increasing feelings of calm, and it's decreasing feelings of tension. So it's a little digital portable chill pill for areas of confined stress, or for all of us, including myself, who need to be reminded that we do have power, you know, over our feelings and the ability to inject more positivity into our media diet.
You know, historically, our feelings would have been something that are innately intangible and one of the most difficult things to describe accurately to another person. But now you're saying that we can actually render our feelings into something visual that we can communicate. So I'm really interested to know, what do feelings actually look like?
Yeah, and it's different for every person. And we call helium a feeling mirror, in that it kind of allows you to see your neurological reflection or the reflection of your heartbeat, and to be reminded again that it has power to control different things. Not only does it control your body, but in a metaphorical sense, it controls your world, and a literal sense as well. But when we say, you know, see your feelings, you're absolutely right. And the first time people use helium, they have the same reaction. It's almost as if, you know, a cat in a mirror who has seen their reflection for the first time, and they say, what's that? And then they doubt the fact that it's actually their, you know, a representation of their brain pattern or their heart rate. They doubt it. So, you know, a lot of times at trade shows or when we're doing demos, you know, we shake our finger at people or, you know, try to get them to have some kind of response, that, and only when it dips down quickly after you either shout at them or do something that, you know, makes them, you know, that gamma asymmetry drop, do they realize, oh, wow, that is me. And again, we've never seen our feelings before. We've never had a way to quantify them in a way, unless you were highly attuned to your mind-body connection. And some people really are. But for, you know, the rest of us like myself, who struggle with traditional meditation, or if you are a very experienced meditator and are just looking for some power steering, you know, helium is one way that you can experiment with that. And you can, you know, play essentially with what your thoughts and emotions look like.
I think this is such an important area and product because, as I mentioned before, our feelings would have been something that would have been incredibly difficult to communicate, not only to other people, but to ourselves. But it sounds like what you're doing is actually giving people not only insight into their feelings, but also agency over them. So a little bit of agency in terms of, this is what's coming up for me, this is how I feel generally in a certain situation, and these are the steps that I can take to either counter negative feelings or to get into more positive states of feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, we use the word remote controls a lot, because it's what is giving these experiences power. Helium is powered by your wearables. We're hardware agnostic. So right now we work with two wearables, but eventually you'll be able to plug in a variety of different wearables and, you know, use that data in order to control helium. So one of the words our game designer here calls it is you wear. It's not hardware, but it's you wear, and that you are using your own heartbeat, your own brain patterns to control these experiences.
I think this is fascinating, Sarah. So tell us a little bit more, if you would, about these tests, these scientific trials in which helium is being used. And if you can, just share a little bit of the impact that it's had on people.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should have Dr. Tarrant. Jeff Tarrant is my co-founder. Jeff and I work together with our game designer to craft these experiences with different protocols different significant shifts in brain hertz that we're then using to power these VR and AR experiences. So we have a couple published studies, one in Frontiers in Psychology and another in the Journal of Neuroregulation, that found that after a 4-minute helium experience, not a long time, but after 4 minutes, you can see a significant shift, not only in self-report anxiety, but also in gamma asymmetry. And gamma asymmetry is associated with feelings of positivity, love, joy, appreciation. And the more that left frontal gamma leans to the right, decades of research has shown that that's, you know, related to those feelings of positivity, love, joy, and appreciation. So we're harnessing the power of that electrical activity that comes from your forehead. We're not implanting any electrical activity or anything like that. It's like listening. And it works with the Muse Meditation headband. That's our first wearable that we use. We also have an Apple Watch integration as well for your heart rate. But from that little tiny EEG strip on your forehead, we're taking that and then using it to power the experiences. So for instance, you can float up the side of a waterfall. You can float deeper through a fractal animation. You can allow orbs of light to be attracted through you with those feelings of positivity. And then when it comes to story, there's a lot of metaphor in helium. So in one experience, you're in a snow globe, a beautiful snow globe. And, you know, in areas of confined stress, which is one of the people, some of the individuals who use helium, you know, in a snow globe, there's that glass there. You can't get out. But inside helium, that glass is broken away. You have an infinite view. You can see for miles. You are not trapped. And not only that, but you can see your gamma asymmetry, those feelings of positivity, represented as waveforms inside the screen. And not only to know that you have power, but you can make it snow. You can make the flurries fly with those feelings inside that experience. So that's what we mean by self-awareness. It's seeing your own, you know, brain patterns control things, objects in the environment, heal the environment. We have a tree experience, and it's actually a real tree, and that's where a lot of our stories come in. But this real tree located in McBain, Missouri, it survived floods, drought, all kinds of terrible stress in its own, you know, historic life. It's a big Baroque tree. And as you are starting the experience, the guide tells you to recall a happy memory, a time when you felt love, joy, and appreciation. And that's the fuel for helium. That's where that you wear comes in. You're recalling those memories that then trigger a particular brain pattern that allows you to move the virtual and augmented reality environment. So as that gamma asymmetry goes up above a certain threshold, you see the environment change. You see that tree heal itself. You see the graffiti on the tree fade away. You see the trash fade away. You see the blooms come on the tree. You see it change from dark brown until lush green butterflies come in. And again, it's transformative inside the environment, also meant to be transformative when you take off the goggles so you can remember that tree, you can remember that snow globe, you can remember using your feelings to hatch butterflies out of an augmented reality chrysalis. And those are meant to be training wheels for you. Then when you get in a stressful situation, you can remember that story. And I know you asked about the science, that I wish we had Dr. Tarrant who could do a deeper dive into it, but definitely check out the published studies on our website from Frontiers and also from Journal of NeuroReg. And here shortly, we will be posting a study from the American Red Cross, which talks about, you know, helium's ability to increase calmness and reduce tension in before blood donations.
I think this is such an important topic, and it's great to see technology being used in this way. It's a shame that we can't delve more into the science, but I wonder if you can just talk to the ways that helium is being used clinically to help people, and if it's being used for such important things such as chronic stress, for example.
Yes. So, you know, as we all know, stress is a $300 billion profit and also people killer as well. In the veterans community, you know, we're losing 20 veterans a day to suicide. The World Health Organization calls stress the 21st century epidemic. And yet this is, you know, a completely drugless solution that has data to show. These are data-driven experiences, not just by you, but by data on the output to show that they are having an effect on users' feelings. So from a corporate wellness perspective, helium is being used in the DC area with nurses for compassion fatigue. It's being used in hospice for people who might feel trapped or in an area of confined stress some way. Helium's been used out on the USS Nimitz, out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where sailors don't have the ability to see nature for months. Not only can we put them in nature, but, you know, we can allow them to see their feelings displayed and represented on the screen. In addition, schools, instead of timeout, you know, you can get a helium out where instead of, you know, go Sam and get your act together, go hatch some butterflies with those feelings, or, you know, go make this flurries fly in that snow globe, or go heal that tree, you know, with your feelings. It's an easier visual to remember. And we as humans are visual creatures. That's how we learn and how we train. And so, you know, those are some of the areas that it's being used.
Sarah, you talked a little bit about compassion fatigue, and I wonder if you can just elaborate on that a little bit and exactly what that is.
Right. So anyone out there who cares for someone else in their lives, you know, my mother-in-law lives with us. She's 82 years old. My husband is an amazing caretaker. But it is weighs on a person, and I apologize. There's a car horn that's going off right now. You know, caregivers, they need peace. They need virtual peace. They need the ability to be reminded that they are in a stressful situation. You know, caregivers need to be reminded that their thoughts have power, their feelings have power as well. And so when I talk about compassion fatigue, you know, it's people who day in, day out, they don't get a break. They're 24/7, whether it be caring for their caregiver who have, you know, has dementia or something like that. They can't go take a walk in the park or go to a snow globe or go to a tree and experience nature. And there is a lot of research out there that even looking at images of nature can change someone's, you know, mood state. And so we're bringing all of that along with bringing in, you know, the data from your wearables to control these environments.
Fascinating. So, Sarah, what would you say then is the future for helium?
So the future for helium is to add additional wearables to the platform, to further study it and to see how we can make the experiences even better and more therapeutic to further discover, you know, what kind of images, sounds, stories, and data need to be incorporated into these experiences to have an even greater benefit. I will tell you that, and would like to mention about our Honor Everywhere program for a group of aging veterans. So we've got about 35 of these veterans who are on a waiting list, who are waiting for helium kits. And it, you know, a helium kit is essentially virtual reality goggles that are bundled together with our software and video curriculum. We have a free program for these veterans that allow them to see their memorials in Washington, D.C., even though they're not able to physically travel. So in the future, we hope to clear that waiting list. We donate the software, but we're looking for hardware partners willing to donate the hardware. Oculus Go's or Google Daydream standalone, Mirage Solo standalone headset that these veterans can use. So in the future, you know, not only do we see healing with more wearables, but we see zero veterans on our waiting list. Because some hardware manufacturers have stepped up to write checks for these aging and terminally ill vets who can't physically travel to see their memorials. And if anyone wants some more information about that program, if you go to honoreverywhere.com, it's in partnership with Central Missouri Honor Flight. Honor Flight, as you may know, flies veterans on free flights to see their memorials in D.C. And this is an alternative for those vets who are on too much oxygen or can't physically travel. And so that's Helium's social purpose. And I would encourage everyone to check out the good work that Central Missouri Honor Flight and the Honor Flight hubs all around the nation do.
And finally, Sarah, where can people find out more about you and Helium and connect with you?
Yeah, so our website for Helium, and Helium is spelled H-E-A-L-I-U-M, as in healing, not necessarily the gas, but there are parallels with that as it relates to, you know, lifting your spirits. It's tryhelium.com, tryhelium, H-E-A-L-I-U-M, and my email address is hello@story-up.com. Would be happy to answer any questions. And we are definitely looking for feedback and definitely looking to lock arms with other individuals, other areas of confined stress who could see these stories, these biometrically controlled stories, as having benefit for the populations whom they serve.
Well, Sarah, look, thanks so much for spending time with us today. And I really commend you for the work that you're doing with Helium. It's a really worthy cause there. And as I mentioned before, it's fantastic to see technology being used in this way to help so many people. So thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you for the good work that you do as well. And I look forward to chatting with you in the future. So I love the information on your site and with your podcast as well. So thanks for sharing your expertise to help all of us learn.